Cattle numbers in this country are down to some of the lowest levels in many years, as USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham has some of the key numbers in USDA's new cattle inventory report.
On January 1st, we had an inventory of all cattle and calves, which was 95.6 million head, down about 1% from 2010. The number of beef cows was 30.9 million head, which was down 2% from a year ago, and the number of milk cows was 9.1 million head, which was up 1% from a year ago. The number of heifers held for beef cow replacement was about 5.2 million head, which was down 5% from a year ago, where the number of heifers being held for milk cow replacement was about 4.6 million head, about 1% higher than a year ago. The calf crop for 2010 was 35.7 million head, which was about 1% below a year ago.
Shagham said the overall cattle numbers are the lowest since 1958, while all cows and heifers are the lowest since 1949. It's the lowest calf crop since 1950. And all of this means the beef cattle supply is down, which translates into strong prices for cattle.
It'll be reflected in stronger wholesale prices, and it will move up the chain to be reflected in higher prices at the retail level.
But again, the cattle inventory as of January 1st was down 1% from last year at 92.6 million head, and is the lowest January 1st inventory of cattle and calves since 1958. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.